back in February of this year, we invited you, our wonderful, enthusiastic community, to be part of the Plan Strong Test Kitchen and provide us with feedback around our all-new burger mixes. And I got to tell you, the feedback and support that you guys showed us blew us away, and we have been hard at work in the kitchen, and we now have our first program graduates, three delicious skillet burger mixes. We're going to be launching them into the universe so you can stock up ahead of Memorial Day weekend. You can check them out at planstrong.com. The three flavors are black bean, portobello mushroom, and our all-new sweet curry. Once mixed with 6 to 7 ounces of water or broth, the dough may be pan-fried, air-fried, or baked to a crispy, aromatic, rich golden brown. These mixes, they take the hard work out of making healthy burgers at home and yield quality, quality results. They're whole grain, oil-free, a great source of protein and fiber, and they're made from a combination of ground oats, beans, seeds, and spices without any of the added sugar or excessive salt. I want to thank all of you for being such an important part of the Plant Strong Test Kitchen, and I know that you're going to love these as much as I do. Thanks so much. Hey, it's Rip. Welcome back to Plant Strong. Now, we're just about a month into season one, and so I wanted to do a little progress report, so to speak, with Joe and just see how he's doing. Check in on his nutrition and answer any questions that he's having. They're likely the same ones that you may be facing as well. And we're going to talk about his training and exercise. If you've been following along, then you know that I am coaching Joe to become plant strong and reap the health benefits that come with this lifestyle. But I'm also taking Joe from a couch potato to a veritable sweet potato triathlete in under 6 months. This September, we're going to do a full-fledged triathlon at the Esselstyn Family Farm, and we're all going to be there in full force. My father, Dr. Cobble B. Esselstyn Jr., my mom, Ann Esselstyn, my sister, Jane, and a bunch of other dynamic plant-based personalities will be there. And of course, we couldn't have the triathlon without the star of the show, Joe Inga, will be there with his new svelte body, with his new sparkling endothelial cells that are radiating nitric oxide. And I bet if we look deep into Joe's eyes, we'll see the eye of the tiger. But I hope you'll be cheering for Joe over the finish line. Each month, I'm going to do a progress report check-in like this one with Joe via Zoom, and I invite you to listen in. Here's number one. So how you doing?
I'm doing good. I made the you know, I'm going to say the sweet potato lasagna. I made that in the firehouse, and the guys were like, yeah, you know, it's not bad, but, you know, we kind of, I wish it had cheese on it, or I wish it had salt in it. I made stuffed jalapenos. So I make that with sweet potatoes, oats, and either spinach or kale all mixed in, like a mashed potato, and I stuff the jalapenos and bake them. I made those. So I'm starting to work in some of the stuff there. So the guys have been really supportive.
That sweet potato lasagna recipe, it is our signature dish. It is near and dear to my heart, and it has won the hearts and mouths and stomachs of firefighters everywhere. For those who haven't made it, we'll share that and a stuffed jalapeno recipe in our upcoming email newsletter this week. I encourage you to try them both with your families. Joe, what exactly has been going on with your workouts?
I went to the gym this morning. I got home from dropping off my son, and I walked in the door, and my wife goes, you wouldn't want to go to the gym, right? You probably want to go to bed because you got to work tonight. I was like, no, let's go.
Good.
So I went and ended up with a runner's high, and I did like 40 minutes on the treadmill, did almost 3 miles. So,
you did 3 miles. Is that like running straight? Did you do walking and running or what?
I was doing walking and running. I was doing like, I did 2 minutes walking and then 2 minutes like a jog, like 4.5 miles an hour. And then I did 2 minutes walking And then it just like took off from there. I just ended up with a runner's high and I just kept going. And then just once in a while, I would take like a 2 minute walking break.
Yeah.
And I was doing between 4.5 and 6 miles an hour on the job.
Well, listen, I don't want you worried about anything regarding how fast you're going. I just right now want you getting your feet, your ankles, your knees, your hips, your tendons, your ligaments, right? In shape. And the last thing we want to do is start in too hard, too fast. So pace yourself. Okay.
You know what's crazy with the workout part is like, I've tried working out in the past. That's usually when I throw out my back, cause I'm always overweight. Maybe I tend to overdo it.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe it's cause I was out of shape, and I still am out of shape. I'm not going to say that I'm in the greatest shape, but I feel like I'm worrying a little bit less. But when I used to work out and do cardio, I would get that out of breath, almost like a little bit of a chest pressure, not mm-hmm. from really overdoing it, but I would get that a lot quicker than I am now. And I'm not getting it at all actually now. So I feel like by being plant-based and knowing that my health is good, it like elevates me in my workouts. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's also probably very reassuring. I mean, let's face it. Since I met you, let's see. I think I met you in early February, right?
Yeah.
In Brooklyn. You're down what? You're down close to, am I correct in saying 30 pounds?
Close to that. Yeah, I'm about 184. My weight is starting to fluctuate since I've been hitting the gym a little bit now, because I've been doing some upper body strength and stuff. So my weight is starting to fluctuate.
Yeah.
But my size is going down still.
Yeah. So, and when I met you, were you about 210 when I met you?
211. Yeah.
So you're 211. You're now 184. So close to 30 pounds. So that's 30 pounds that you're not carrying on your frame when you're trying to work out, when you're trying to walk, when you're trying to jog, run, do whatever. I mean, that's, you know, hold in your hand, each hand a 15 pound dumbbell.
Yeah.
And then try and do that workout and imagine how that would feel, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's substantial. And then the other thing is, now that you're fueling yourself with all these amazing, you know, plant strong foods, from the green leafies to the, you know, the steel cut oatmeal to the all the fruit and veggies, you're slamming home all these phytonutrients and antioxidants and obviously fiber and water and all these healing substances. And one of the great things that's happening is your endothelial cells that are the inner lining of your 65,000 miles of the vessels that course through Joe Inga.
Right.
They are starting to produce a lot more nitric oxide, and that nitric oxide is allowing your vessels to become more elasticized, to dilate. And now you're getting more blood flow when you are starting to like do your jogging on the treadmill. You're getting more blood flow to all your working muscles, to your heart, to everything that needs it. And so, yeah, you're not going to feel as much maybe chest pressure. You're going to feel more relaxed. Everything's that much more easily being oxygenated. And so you're just a better, more efficient version of Joe, right?
Yeah.
And it's amazing how quickly this happens. And for you now, it's been, what, maybe 2 months, right?
A little bit more than 2 months.
So at 5'6", Joe's weight is now about 184 pounds, which means Joe has dropped almost 30 pounds, and it's only been about 2 months. And so Joe's making great progress with his weight loss. We still have a good 15 to 20 pounds to get him to where he's not considered obese at his current height and weight. But Joe's experience, it's right in line with what most people realize when they go whole food plant strong. And what you'll notice is you'll have a lot more energy. You'll begin feeling your waistline start to tighten up as you begin consuming these highly nutrient dense whole foods that your body loves burning for energy while feeding your vascular system with foods that help prevent and reverse heart disease, as well as the slew of other diseases that are plaguing the United States. And like Joe, I want to remind you too that as you're beginning your exercise program, let's take it nice and slow. We don't want to get too excited here. This way of eating is not a diet. Like J.D. Ross said in episode 4, people typically, they view diets as having a definitive start and stop point. And in eating plant-based, this is a way of life. It's a lifestyle. And I want your exercise program to be reflective of that as well. So let's ease in, slow and steady, make incremental, sustainable additions.
Just so you know, I heard from a little bee that Joe had it, unfortunately.
I did an experiment.
Did a little experiment? When was that experiment?
It was last Monday. I got out of Trader Joe's. I did my food shopping, and they actually had some tofu spring rolls that I was eating. So like I brought them, and I'm in the car, and I was like, you know what, I'm feeling really good, and I'm just curious of how, because of how good I'm doing, I'm just curious as to how my body would react to fast food or something I would have eaten all the time.
Yeah.
And so I did go to Burger King. I was in the drive-thru eating my tofu spring roll when I ordered. And honestly, it was not good.
I would love for us to dive into this experience. So
okay.
Did you go through the drive-thru or did you go into the restaurant?
No, I went through the drive-thru.
Okay.
I went through the drive-thru.
Yeah. And what exactly did you order?
I ordered the original chicken sandwich combo, which is like a fried chicken sandwich with iceberg lettuce and mayonnaise.
Okay.
And then it comes with a fries, a soda, and a Whopper Jr., which is like a burger with a lettuce, tomato, onion, mayonnaise.
Okay. And so did you polish off everything?
No, I didn't. I couldn't. Honestly,
the first bite? What was the first bite like?
It was like greasy and salty, and it tasted disgusting.
Okay. Because I would have thought just the opposite. I would have thought you would have been like, oh my God, that is really, really.
It had like a good taste to it, but I bit into it and it just like oozed into my mouth.
Yeah.
But like I ended up eating half of the chicken sandwich. I ate some of the fries and then I moved on to the Whopper and I ate a little bit of the Whopper. I couldn't eat everything. My stomach, I don't know if like my capacity had changed or whatever, but like,
yeah.
I just couldn't eat it all. But it was like, it was crazy because I felt gross eating it because it was just like all grease. Like it was like all grease, but the salt and everything that was in it kicked in within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like within 20 minutes, a half hour afterwards, I immediately became like extremely tired and like drained. Like I felt like I hadn't slept in like a week. Like I felt so drained. I mean, the biggest thing was I couldn't finish it. So I was very surprised with that. It felt disgusting eating it. I felt tired and drained for the rest of the day.
Okay, here's the deal. We're all human and Joe is just transitioning into this lifestyle. We don't have to be perfect. We do not want perfection to be the enemy of the good. And this isn't an all or nothing proposition. But if you fall back like Joe did, if you have a slip up, I want you to notice how you feel, right? Take inventory. See how your body reacts when you introduce the animal fats, the heavily salted and sugary foods. The standard American diet is loaded with foods from companies that have perfected things like mouthfeel, bliss point, and the amount of fat versus crunch. All things that are going to stimulate your appetite and cause you to overeat these highly caloric, nutrient-vacant, waterless, fiberless foods that are going to work against your health instead of for your health. Mistakes are going to happen, right? No doubt about it, especially as you are transitioning into this lifestyle. But don't worry. Do not beat yourself up. I want you to dust yourself off, remember how it made you feel, and then you get right back on the horse, or in our case, the Plan Strong engine.
Honestly, it just reinforced, and that's what I wanted it to do. I wanted to reinforce what I was doing. I wanted, and the support that you guys gave me, I
felt comfortable doing this experiment, as upset as it probably made you.
No. Listen, it doesn't make me upset at all. Actually, this is just, it's part of, you know, it's part of the path. It's part of learning, and you did it for, it sounds like a really reasonable reason, right? I mean,
yeah,
I'm a little bit surprised, but not really, that, you know, you didn't say, you know, reach out to me and text me or call me and say, hey, Rip, I've got this urge to go to BK.
But I didn't have the urge. That was the thing.
Oh, okay.
I had hit 60 days and I had felt so good. I lost all this weight. And I was like, I honestly was curious about how my body would react to this food since I've been eating so clean.
Yeah.
And my stomach started hurting. I almost felt like my body was like rejecting it. You know, and it was like, it just the whole experience from it was like, yeah, no thanks, not again.
Well, and I think what a lot of people don't realize, you were like perfect for 2 months, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you were on the straight and narrow 7-day rescue path. So you know, your taste buds became much more sophisticated. You've ratcheted down the salt, the sugar, and the fat that's going into your body. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have this experiment, and within minutes, you know, you're putting in more salt, sugar, and fat
than I put in,
and probably in 10 minutes than you've put in 3 days worth of all the
food. Probably in the 60 days that I've been doing it. I've been doing almost no salt.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been doing practically no salt. I haven't done any oil in the 60 days that I was doing it. Afterwards, I was like, I can't believe I was eating this 3 or 4 days a week. Like, now I know why I was so tired. Now I know why I was always, you know, so dehydrated. Why I was gaining weight.
Well, nicely done on that. And it sounds like that was a worthwhile experiment for you. I would tell a lot of people out there, depending upon your personal makeup and your constitution, and if you have, you know, addictive personality, you might want to be careful with doing experiments like this. And I think one of the things that'll be fun is to talk to other experts that we have on the podcast and talk to them about Joe's BK experiment, right? And what they think of it, and we'll see what they think. So, triathlon. We're getting ready for a triathlon. You've told me you've never done a triathlon, correct?
Correct.
And I think you also told me that you kind of envisioned that triathlons were kind of like for superheroes, right?
Yeah. When I thought triathlon, I was like, people train their whole lives for this. You know, like how it's like not possible for me to do it in 6 months or, you know, even a year. Like people train for years for something like this. Up until, you know, this whole thing, I had only done two like fitness type events. And one was a Spartan race with my wife, which was, I was not in the best shape of my life for. That was while I was also during my alcoholism. And then the other one was a stair climb I did 3 or 4 years ago. I did 74 floors with the full bunker gear and the SCBA. And it's, you know.
For people that don't know, what's an SCBA?
That's our self-contained breathing apparatus. That's our air pack that we wear when we go into fires.
And so typically when you're wearing all of your gear with your SCBA, how much weight is that, would you say?
Depending on what else you have in your pockets and everything like that, because I have my flashlight, my tools, it's anywhere between 70 and could be 90 pounds. And that's without carrying actual tools like the fire hose or the standpipe kit or any of that. And we went up with just that stuff.
So, I mean, imagine if you're 30 pounds heavier than you are now, and you're also 70 to 90 pounds of between your gear and your SCBA and all your tools and whatnot, you're asking your body to do a lot. And so I can't imagine. And didn't you say the other day you were in your gear and you just felt like really light and like wonderful?
Yeah. Like I had extra kick in my step and everything just felt lighter. Like I kept looking around 'cause I felt like I was forgetting something. Like, yeah, oh, right. Is my flashlight on my gear? Like, no, it's here. But somebody take tools out of my pocket? No, it's here. Do I have a face piece on my mask? Like, I was looking around constantly, like, because everything just felt lighter.
Join Joe and 75 other participants for our annual 5-day immersion in Black Mountain, North Carolina. This event is right around the corner from June 10th to June 14th, and we still have a handful of spots available if you'd like to attend. At each immersion, we do the deep dive into the science, we enjoy bountiful plant strong meals, we exercise and groove and dance and take full advantage of all the amenities of this incredible mountainside retreat. And we conduct before and after biometric screenings to showcase the real power of plants and what they can do for you in just 5 days. The full itinerary is available at engine2.com/events.
When was the last time you ran just to run? How many years ago?
I can't even tell you.
Okay. And so more than 12 years ago?
Probably not since the Fire Academy.
Okay. And when was the last time you swam for any intensive purpose?
Maybe, we'll just go out to the beach or to a pool over the summer once or twice, but that's, I'm not really swimming. I'm just frolicking. Okay.
So swimming, and then what about biking? And when was the last time you were on a bike or did anything with a bike?
Believe it or not, when I actually do fitness-related stuff, usually it's biking. So when I have gone to the gym in the past, which was usually not very often, maybe a handful times a month, if that, 2-3 times a month. If I was doing anything physical, it was always a bike. I have a good mountain bike. I've gone out mountain biking local. I've gone for bike rides around here. So usually if I am doing something, it's usually biking, if anything.
Remember, the triathlon we're training for is September 14th.
Okay.
At the Esselstyn Family Farm.
I'm excited.
We're going to have probably 50 other people, that are going to be right alongside you, including myself, Ann Esselstyn, Essie Esselstyn, the whole Esselstyn clan and a whole bunch of other people that are going to be inspired and motivated to see you out there in the water on the bike and on the run.
All right, let's review. When I started working with Joe, he was about 30 pounds heavier and his lipid panel was not ideal. And as you're hearing, he's not very active. He hasn't ever really run or jogged as a form of exercise. He doesn't swim for exercise, and when he does go to the gym, he likes to be on the bike. Maybe you're in a similar situation, or maybe you're an elite level athlete looking to shave time or reach optimal fitness and health with a whole food, plant strong diet. No matter where you are on the spectrum, I want you to know there is no better way of eating on earth to be the best version of you from both a health and an athletic perspective. And with that being said, I've got about 4 months to get Joe ready to do his first triathlon.
Today I did 40 minutes, and that was a combination of walk jog, about 2.75 miles.
Perfect.
For me, which is like unbelievable to do 40 minutes running. Yeah. And then I did 7.5 minutes on the Stairmaster, which was about 27 floors. So, and that's all I did today. Tomorrow I'm probably going to do the bike at the firehouse.
Good. And then also let's not neglect the legs. And I don't want you to do a lot starting out, but I wouldn't mind if you started doing some air squats.
Right.
Right. Where you're just not using any weight. Let's just start by doing 3 sets of 15. So do 15, take a break for like a minute or two, do 15, take a break, and then do another 15. And if you haven't been doing them, you won't believe how sore you are the next day, and then even worse the next day. And then it starts getting better. But you start doing those 3 days a week, you won't believe how strong your legs will get just from doing air squats. And then we can start adding dumbbells into your hands, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
It's a fitness tip. I've never been good at pull-ups. Any recommendations on how to get better? When I was in the academy, I started, I did three. We only needed to do three.
Wow.
And then at the end, I couldn't do a fourth one. And then at the end of the academy, after 18 weeks, I had lost a ton of weight and I was in shape and everything. I was only able to do four.
Right.
And that's always been my thing, is I've never really been good at pull-ups. So what's your recommendation on
that? So I would start out by, let's just call them for now, start doing negative pull-ups.
Okay.
Okay. Where you're pushing yourself up and then you got to let yourself down, right? From the pull-up position, you let yourself down just using your 184 pounds of body weight. And then after you do that, let's do that like for a week or a week and a half. And then see how many you can get. And then once you flame out, now you do 5 to 10 more negative pull-ups.
Okay.
And I have found the key with getting good at pull-ups is just consistency. So okay. You just want to, especially now that you're losing weight, and it's just going to get easier as we get you down to your goal weight of whatever it was, 155, 160 pounds.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you lose another 20 pounds. I mean, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And so let's have your goal by September 14th, when you're doing that triathlon, you're going to be doing sets of 15 pull-ups.
Okay, I'll work at it.
I just gave Joe a lot of information. If you're trying to get stronger too, traditional bodyweight exercises, I love them. There's nothing I like more. Push-ups, jump squats, lunges, air squats, core work like crunches and planks, they are the bomb. Pull-ups are fantastic, but they are hard, especially if you're just getting started. I just posted a video on my Instagram, which is at Rip Esselstyn, where I show you how to do negative pull-ups and provide some tips. Check it out.
Tell me about, if you have it, your blood work from 2018 and then your most recent blood work from 2019.
So my total cholesterol went down from 219 to 178. My triglycerides went down from 261 to 203. My HDL went from 26 to 30. My cholesterol HDL ratio went from 8.4 to 5.9. Mm-hmm. My LDL cholesterol went from 150 to 116. And my non-HDL cholesterol went from 193 to 148. That was pretty much exactly two months. It was just over two months.
2 months eating plant-based.
Yes.
Yep. All right. So I wrote that down. And so let's go over each one of those for a sec, okay? So the total cholesterol, you dropped from 219 to 178. You dropped 41 points. And that's almost exactly 20%. So you drop your total cholesterol 20% in 2 months. And my bet is that if you would have checked your total cholesterol 2 weeks or even 3 weeks, it would have been pretty close to probably where it is. But, we'll continue to play with that. Your triglycerides are a function of how much fat you have in your blood.
Right.
And so 261, you said, is where you started last time, and now you're 203. So you dropped 58 points on your triglycerides, which is, that's
roughly
about
20%.
Yeah, a little over 20%. Again, so total cholesterol, 20%, triglycerides, 20%. Your HDL, that's the good cholesterol that helps kind of like sweep out the bad cholesterol. That HDL, you went up actually 4 points. And typically what we see with the HDL is most people go down because as your total cholesterol comes down, all fractions come down. The fact that you went up about 5% is terrific, especially starting out at 26, which is low, especially with a total cholesterol of 219.
Yeah.
So the fact that, you're able to bring down your total cholesterol, bring up your HDL, that's great. Right. And that's indicative too in your cholesterol to HDL ratio. And just so people don't know what that is, you just divide your HDL into your total cholesterol, and that gives you that number. So 2018, you were at 8.4 and you got flagged for being high. And, just a couple of weeks ago, you were 5.9. So you came down 2 and a 2.5 points on that cholesterol to HDL ratio, which is great. And then your LDL, and that's the lethal cholesterol. That's really the bad boy right there. You went from 150 to 116. So you dropped 34 points. And again, that's a little over 20%, about 21, 22%. So, you know, listen, we're couldn't be more happy with where you are. And the thing that I want people to know is that these are just typical results. It's not like, you know, you are the results that you're getting are extraordinary, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, this is completely in alignment with what we see all the time, every day. And it's indicative of you being compliant and you eating the prescribed foods for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What about your like gastrointestinal distress or constipation? Did you ever have any of that? And
I used to have that pretty bad. I used to take psyllium husk a lot, you know. I don't know, just the way the food just made me feel was just all groggy, but you know, I was constipated and I would have the occasional stomach problems, you know, taking the Tums and stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't had that issue since I've been on this. I feel relief when I actually go now. But the only drawback is, and this is more of a drawback when I'm at work, is when I gotta go, I gotta go. I know it sounds scary because, you know, people who listen to this will probably be like, oh my God, it's diarrhea. It's not. It's great. It's just the fiber that you're taking. It just, when it comes, it comes.
You start eating this way and you're consuming 50 grams of fiber a day and you become as regular as a Swiss commuter train.
Joe's numbers are improving in every way and we're super excited about that. And it's what you can expect too if you've been eating this way. But the changes, they're not just for you. They're for everyone around you as well. Let's meet Joe's wife, Jennifer.
Prior to reaching out to you, very tired, very, very grumpy. You know, he would come home from work and he was just tired, doing his own thing. And I would just do my own thing. Be like, oh, he's grouchy. I don't want to, you know, I don't really want to do anything with you. Noticed a big mood change. Energetic, more playful with the boys, our kids, our two sons. This morning he dropped the kids off at school and I was like, hey, you want to go to the gym today? Because I ask him a lot all the time and he's always like, no, I'm tired. And he's like, I was actually going to ask you if you want to go to the gym. I'm like, okay. I wasn't expecting him to say yes. So that's really cool.
Very, very cool. What are your thoughts of Joe doing a triathlon September
13th? I love it. I'm loving it. I've been trying to get him to do, like I said, I do the Spartans, like the half marathons and stuff. I'm always trying to get him, even like the smaller ones. I'm like, hey, you want to do this race with me? He's like, no, no. So I'm really excited that he's going to be getting into that. It's really cool.
Well, Jen, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you want to tell him what we were talking about in the car? Because he was asking me about that.
What's that?
The episode 5 podcast. I was playing it for her in the car.
Oh, episode 5. Yeah, yeah. So that was with Aaron Spitz and it was all about really the plant powered penis. Yeah.
Well, so, A+. Thumbs up for the plant powered penis.
Well, you know, and as Aaron likes to say, you know, this is exciting. This way of eating is exciting for anybody that has a penis and anybody that likes somebody that has a penis. So, yes. So, bravo. Thank you, you guys.
I want to thank my co-creator of the podcast, Scott Battisil and 10% Media, Lori Kordowicz, producer extraordinaire and the Engine 2 director of events, Bumble Media for podcast production, and Brandon Curtis for everything in between. Thanks to Whole Food Market for giving me a platform for the last decade and for believing in me. Special thanks to Joe Inga for your courage to take control and change your life and for allowing us to share your story along the way. And lastly, I want to thank my father and mother, Dr. Caldwell B. Esselstyn Jr. and Ann Cryle Esselstyn,
and all the Plant Strong pioneers who have been pushing this boulder uphill for more than 3 decades. As they say, we are standing on the shoulders of giants. And remember, if you're digging the show, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. And with that, let me say, peace, Engine 2, keep it plant strong. I want to personally invite you to join me and all the other Brock stars for this year's 13th live and in-person Plant Stock event outside of Asheville, North Carolina, in the little town of Black Mountain. It's 1,500 acres, is loaded with wildlife, trees, trails, streams. It is a nature wonderland. And what's also a wonderland are all the incredible speakers that you get to hang with all weekend long, like Jane and Ann Esselstyn, Dr. Will Bolshewitz of Fiberfueled, Carly Bodrug, Miss Plant U, Dr. Gemma Newman is over from the UK. We have Dr. Dawn Musalem from the Mayo Clinic, John Mackey, the ex-CEO of Whole Food Market Stores, myself, Brian Hart, and a special appearance by the Plant Bros. Here's the kicker. All these Brock stars are there from Friday till Sunday, and they want to rub elbows with all of you, whether it's over buffets of Plant Strong fare for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whether it's going on an afternoon hike, a swim, pickleball, frisbee golf, kickball, cornhole, dancing. We're having live music. It's all there in this fun weekend extravaganza that we affectionately call Plant Stock. Simply go to liveplantstrong.com and then click on Plant Stock 2024 and grab yourself a ticket before they sell out. See you there.